This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. One in four Colorado teens reported they could access a loaded gun within 24 hours, according to survey results published yesterday. And nearly half of those teens said it would take them less than 10 minutes to access a firearm. The time it takes to access a gun matters, officials say, particularly for suicide attempts, which are often impulse decisions for teens. The CEO of Denver International Airport says partisan attacks are one reason why he withdrew his nomination to lead the FAA. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Phil Washington has run RTD, LA Metro, and for the last 2 years, DIA. President Biden nominated him last year to run the FAA, but his nomination was stalled for months, with Republican senators criticizing his lack of experience in the industry. In a statement this week, Washington said he withdrew because he no longer saw a respectful, civil, and viable path forward, and that he, quote, faced cheap and unfounded partisan attacks. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Aurora has banned TikTok on city devices and the city Wi-Fi network. The city council banned the popular social media app due to concerns over privacy and data security. TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, has been the focus of U.S. congressional hearings this month and an FBI investigation, as well as bans by university campuses and city governments across the country. The app is already not allowed on U.S. federal government devices and networks. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News.